Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night the effort was there. Very great game by your team. Outshot them 38-23. Let's first talk about your defense. They had 16 block shots. Of course, four of those were actually by one of your forwards, Bailey Wright. AJ had five and Mac Lange had two. Talk about their performance out in front of Lauren Bench.
Yeah, a real nice job by the whole team, to be honest with you. But no question, Bailey's effort stood out. It was, you know, all of them were big, obviously. You know, anytime you block a shot, it's big. It's something the whole bench rallies around. So certainly you gain momentum from stuff like that. But, again, like we talked last night, couldn't find a whole lot of fault in terms of the way we played. You know, we just got to find a way to get pucks in the net. And certainly a challenge with the goaltending that Ohio State has. But like I said this morning, our meeting, it's you know, if we weren't getting chances, you know, then you're going to be concerned. But you know, we've scored goals all year long, and you know, we've scored probably more goals this year than we have almost in the time I've been here. So we just got to keep plugging away, keep working hard, and hopefully today that you know, the knot will crack and we'll get an odd number.
Well, I know those shots on net were pretty balanced too. I mean, you've got 13 from the Haluska Mac and Radke line. You got 12 shots on goal from that line with Emma Terrace, BB, and DeGeorge. And of course, Emily Berglund's line was contributing as well. But what is it going to take to get something past Sove? What did you see in film? Does she have any angles that you can get past?
Well, yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, we had some, you know, Bergie had a great chance early in the first period on a setup from Jack and fires it over the net. You know, if she hits the net, it's in. You know, she beat her clean and just went up over the bar. So, you know, we just got to keep plugging away when you get chances. Like I told them today, don't squeeze the stick. You're talented players. Just shoot the puck. A lot of times you want to shoot with a purpose. You want to try to throw a pass off a pad and have people crashing. The key for us is we need to keep going to those hard areas. And that was something we did last night. We created a lot of havoc and chaos around her, and we need to keep doing that. And you know, last night she was able to get something on those chances. Maybe tonight she can't, and we get a couple.
What else were you impressed with by your team's play last night? What were they doing right?
Well, I thought just on the whole defensively, we did a pretty doggone good job. You know, we held them to 23 shots in their building. Not sure if they had you know, more than double digits in any one period in terms of shots. So I thought we did a pretty good job of containing their defense core, which is so good at bringing the puck up the ice. I thought we did a good job of getting the puck out of our zone. You know, we got hemmed in a few times, but you know, for the most part, we got the puck out and you know, didn't suffer a whole lot in terms of a lot of zone time against us. So you know, a lot of positives. It was just the main one was the negative, and that was the scoreboard.
Talk about the resiliency of your team. I know they've got such great attitudes. I walked past a group of the girls coming down here and obviously smiling, happy. And it doesn't matter at this point that you guys are traveling to Duluth next weekend. They're just going to go out there and have fun, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. That's I think that's really, really important. You know, go out and play hard today. We want to finish the regular season, obviously, on a positive note if we can. And, you know, the key is to just keep playing well. If we play like we did yesterday, Kelly, we'll, as a staff, we'll certainly take that going into next week because, again, there's just a lot of positives, and you know, certainly one of the things that we are concerned about is the number of goals we've given up in the last six to eight games, and it's just hard, especially in this league. You know, it's like the first team to three is always gonna win, and unfortunately, we've been the team that's given up that many. You know, the last three, four games. You know, fortunately at Mankato, we were the first ones to three, and we wound up winning that game, but you know, that's an area we have to get better at, and it's not, you know, certainly goaltending is part of that, but it's you know, there's always plays that lead to good opportunities, and if we can limit those turnovers in those key areas, that'll certainly help.
Obviously, the key is to get on the scoreboard right away. A goalie like Sove, how important is that to get that first goal?
Well, I think it helps in a lot of ways, particularly against this team, because they're a little different when they're behind, you know. So it's if we can get one, it would be great to get another one, and again, put pressure on them in terms of having to respond to that. But you know, again, let's just keep going out and playing hard. We don't want to, you know, it's not an end all if we don't get the first goal. But certainly, it would be nice to play with the lead because we haven't had that luxury in quite a while.
Any changes to today's lineup?
Kerrigan Dowie's in goal. And Kara Wirth will play. We're just kind of waiting to see in warm-ups how one player in particular is feeling. If she's good to go, then she'll play. But if not, then Heather Olson will dress as well.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.